Dr. Heather, dating clinic known Tammy Fester, T-A-M-I, last name F-E-S-T-E-R, birth date 4/25/70, dictation 11/30/24. Patient presents with a history of being attacked by a cat. After being scared on while she was on the treadmill, states that she jumped on her and scratched her in multiple places. Husband has cleaned wounds, soaked her in warm water, applied betadine in dressings, review of symptoms, not a cure, toward past history, has history of osteomyelitis to the foot, 2017. She has history of removal of a gist, G-I-S-T, quote, from her right duodenum and upper abdomen area 6 months ago. The history of squamous cell carcinoma, right proximal forearm. And scheduled for removal or injection in the near future, being followed by a dermatologist. Patient to have CT of her stomach tomorrow for follow-up on cyst removal. Physical exam. Social family history, non-contributory. Physical exam. General appearance, no acute distress. He had eyes, ears, and throat within normal limits. Neck level without masses. Lungs cleared, auscultated percussion. Heart rate, rhythm without murmurs or gallop. Abdomen soft without game angle or tenderness. Neurological within normal limits. Skin. Patient has multiple superficial scratch marks to left forearm. And left over extremity, deep incision in the pretibial area without full thickness scratches, no gapping of skin. With dressings in place, patient was advised with depression of cat bite, multiple cat bites to right arm and right leg. Patient was instructed to continue topical care with betadine. States that they applied cortisporin before, was advised to soak again, to remove cortisporin, given prescription from McPherson to use instead. With infection precautions, diagnosis is right cat bites to right arm and right leg. Advised to follow up with dermatologist tomorrow. Give me the follow up with PCP and dermatologist next week. Also the follow up with dermatologist for have a repeat CAT scan of abdomen tomorrow. Continue to apply topical Empiricin soaps, given antibiotics for, I didn't say already, doxycycline, Bactrin, and prescriptions for topical Empiricin with infection precautions. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.